Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy? And this is a podcast reply to the ongoing podcast thread started by the Skeptic Overlord and the topic of racism. Now, before I get on to a couple of other points, I just want to address some of the things that the Skeptic Overlord brought up when he was talking about my podcast. I know Josh in Japan. I've been listening to that series of podcasts now for a couple of months, and it's very enjoyable. He's a very astute kind of guy, and he explains life in Japan very, very well. But I'd have to point out that, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not knocking the guy or anything, but, you know, he's got a couple of more years in Japan than I have, and he's married, and he's got kids and whatnot. But he's working for the U.S. Navy, and for the most part of his time in Japan, he's lived basically in this bubble that's been brought over from the United States and planted in Japan. So, you know, I speak Japanese, I live with the Japanese, I work every day with the Japanese, I go drinking with the Japanese, and they tell me stuff because I'm no longer considered an outsider as such, and you know, they'll fill me in on different things. But you're saying that it's a cultural bias against outsiders. It is not. It is racism, true and true. And it is being applied quite actively through the media. I mean, I can remember sitting down one afternoon and I was flicking through the channels on the TV. And came onto a cartoon, and you know, Japanese anime is famous all around the world, but there was this, you know, obviously foreign character in the anime, and there was these kids, they were, oh, you don't know the ages of kids in Japanese anime, but they were quite young. And basically what the scene was the foreigner was trying to kidnap the hero's girlfriend. I mean, this is what kids are looking at. This is what foreigners do. They try and kidnap you and steal you away to the hills and do awful things to your womenfolk. And if that's not, is that, you know, cultural bias against outsiders, or is that racism being actively plied on the minds of young people? As your other comment about how Chinese people would disagree with what I said about racism before the war, I think I did point out that there was an imperialistic, how would you say, attitude in the early 20th century, a little bit before possibly. But up until then, I mean, the Japanese were doing what pretty much every other country in the world was doing, okay? And we didn't call it racism. We had a far more politically correct term for it. It was colonization. Now, what was different from what the Japanese were doing in China to what, say, America was doing in the Philippines, in South America, at the end of the 19th century and the start of the 20th century? That wasn't racism either. That was colonialism. There he goes, stumbling over the words again. Anyway. Enough about that. What I want to talk about now is basically where does it come from? And do you really need to be, and I don't want to put an explicit tag on my post, so I'm going to say, do you really need to have a certain abrasive personality to understand racism? I don't think you do. To confront it? No, certainly you don't need that either. I agree with Mr. Whoopi in a way that education is key in eventually solving the problem of racism, but in order to tackle the education and get it down people's throats, you know, to make an omelette, you're going to have to break some eggs. At the current situation that we're in, being nice about it and hoping that people will come to you isn't going to do it. So you may have to get a bit nasty and get a bit into people's faces about it. So you're both right, whether you're in the centre of the universe or in the land of Zippity-Doo-Da. Now, where does racism come from? I just had a thought about that. Is racism due to the fact that we can no longer express our natural human or animal instinct to drive an outside tribe from our own area. Think about that. Because before races started living together, when I say living together, you could say, well, in Rome there were many races all together in the same place, but the Romans were on top and every other race was subservient to them. When we're talking about races trying to live together on a supposed equal footing, is that when the problem started? You know? So, is racism because... I always remember hearing... it was recent, I was having a chat with someone from England, and quite an old guy, and he said, you know, this thing with racism, he said, we had racism, but it wasn't as bad as it was, say, back 20-odd years ago, you know? Said, yeah, well, we used to live next door to a bunch of Indians, as in Red Dot, not woo-woo, and they were good people, and we got on with them, and there was no problem, there was none of this racism, malarkey at all, and he couldn't understand where this sudden hatred came from. So I was wondering, is it because of political correctness? You know, it's something that it highlights our differences rather than just leaving the whole mess alone, because up until now we didn't see the other races as a threat or as an outside, say, tribe or whatever, or threat to our territory. But now that we know they're different and we have to treat them differently and they have to be treated specially, that suddenly we consider them outsiders. And when you have outsiders, it's very, very handy. Especially in Japan, 1% of the population are foreigners, yet we're only responsible for, I don't know, a decimal percentage point of the crime, yet a crime news story which involves a foreigner will get more, or not more airtime, will certainly get airtime compared to your average Japanese on Japanese crime. You know, in Japan, AIDS is because of foreigners, because they're loose and they sleep all around the place, and that's how AIDS happens, basically. So foreigners are handy in this situation. And you go to America at the minute, the Arabs are quite handy because they're all terrorists, and that helps someone else's agenda. So definitely racism is being plied. So I'd love to hear more from other people and what they think. And let's keep this interesting thread going. And Skeptic Overlord, let Springer out of the closet so we can hear his input on this. Good night.